The following podcast contains explicit language.
He has a lot of great ideas.
He's not a stupid man. He's worth $9 billion.
I feel like our country is going down the drain.
He's actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
There is no question that this is the person who will go to Washington, D.C. and be able to absolutely turn the place around.
Hello and welcome to TrumpCast, the show about the director of alumni concerns at Trump University, Donald Trump. I'm Jacob Weisberg. So I'm sure you've followed the story about Trump University. This is what caused Donald Trump to go a little crazy in San Diego a couple of weeks ago and attack a federal judge, Gonzalo Curiel, as biased against him, corrupt, unfair, and because he was a Mexican-American, Trump called him a Mexican, he couldn't rule fairly in his case because Trump's trying to build the wall. Well, the thing that's getting Trump so excited is a massive class action suit against Trump University by people who paid amounts up to $35,000 and claimed they didn't get much out of it. They say a university degree is worth a lot these days, but how much was a degree from Trump University really worth? We'll talk about it on the show today with Helene Olin, Slate's personal finance correspondent. She's been following the story of Trump University and the many, many lawsuits coming out of it for years. But first, let's do the tweets.
Bernie Sanders must really dislike Crooked Hillary after the way she played him. Many of his supporters, because of trade, will come to me. Crooked Hillary Clinton will be a disaster on jobs, the economy, trade, healthcare, the military, guns, and just about all else. Obama plus. Obama just endorsed Crooked Hillary Clinton. He wants four more years of Obama, but nobody else does. How long did it take your staff of 823 people to think that up? And where are your 33,000 emails that you deleted? Pocahontas is at it again. Goofy Elizabeth Warren, one of the least productive U.S. senators, has a nasty mouth. Hope she is VP choice.
My guest today is Helene Olin. She's the personal finance columnist for Slate, and she has been writing about Trump University since before anybody was talking about it, way back when Trump first announced his campaign. Helene, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me on.
So, Helene, did you already know about Trump University before he ran?
Oh, yes. When I wrote Pound Foolish, my book about the dark side of the personal finance industry that came out in 2013, one of my eternal regrets is I actually had done some research on Trump University. But when they asked me to cut it from 100,000 words to 85,000 words at the last minute, Trump University landed in the edit heap and never made it into the book. So I had done a bunch of work on it back around 2012, 2013, as those suits began to first come out about Trump University.
So what was Trump University? Just go back to basics. What was the idea?
Trump University was essentially what is called a wealth seminar. Wealth seminars have been with us since the 1980s. They were initially done by real estate hucksters like Carlton Sheets and Robert G. Allen, if anybody here remembers these guys. They would go on TV and they would buy blocks of time at like 3 a.m. or on radio, and they would pitch people on the idea of buying real estate. And that you could
swampland in Florida.
Basically swampland in Florida, foreclosures, and, you know, somehow come up with no money down. Robert G. Allen actually had a book called No Money Down. And they would tell people this is how you would make your millions. And these things sort of go in and out of fashion with the real estate market, obviously, right? So in the mid-aughts, around 2005, Trump decides he's going into the wealth seminar business. Trump obviously knows a good thing when he sees it. So he announces Trump University. And the original intent was to sort of play off of The Apprentice. It was going to be more about entrepreneurship. And he brings in these professors from Northwestern and from Stanford and from Harvard Business School, and says that they're going to design the curriculum. And they did indeed appear to do some work, But at some point, this stuff gets scrapped. And he, according to the fraud lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman against Trump University in 2013, they instead turned to a third-party site that does these wealth seminar curriculums, quote-unquote. I want to use this word very loosely. And puts them in front of his sort of so-called students instead.
And the Trump version of it is be like me, make a lot of money in real estate.
Right.
As an investor. But how can you be a real estate investor if you don't have money to invest?
Well, that's the thing. All these wealth seminars basically tell people to find the money somehow. And one of the tricks, of course, is credit cards, right? You're supposed to up the limit on your credit card. Now, the other thing that goes on when you up the limit on your credit card is you can then be sold on the upsell, which is the class further classes. The way Trump University worked, you would be invited to a free seminar, free in all caps, by the way, in the promo material. And it would usually be held somewhere like a Hilton or a Marriott residence or whatever, you know, somewhere where there's a ballroom, right? And they would, you know, pitch people for an hour and a half or 2 hours on signing up for a 3-day advanced class that cost about $1,500. And from there, you would be pitched on signing up for even more advanced status things that would go upwards of about $35,000.
So 2005 onward, the context here is the housing bubble, the coming mortgage collapse, and the financial crisis, all of which have been spurs, of course, to Trump's presidential campaign. But was the Trump University contributing to this? I mean, were they getting people who were taking liar loans and mortgages they shouldn't have taken on and buying additional properties and trying to flip houses at unrealistic prices? I mean, was that part of what was going on here?
That's certainly what they were pitching. Whether how many of their people were actually able to do that is another question. Or conversely, you know, wouldn't have done it without them. I mean, this was pretty common stuff, as we all know at that point. And it seems like what Trump was preying on were an awful lot of people who really didn't have much money at all. And so you would really hear these sort of heartrending stories of like there's this teacher from upstate New York, Kathleen, I think it's Kathleen Meese, who has a daughter with Down syndrome, and she gave over her life savings of about $25,000 to Trump. And obviously after that, there's no money to invest in housing, and she could never get her money back.
Right. So these people were gullible, obviously,
right.
That, you know, you have to be – you're an easy mark if you go to one of these seminars and end up signing for the gold-plated plan where you presumably just get to go to more seminars. Did they ever see Donald Trump? I mean, if you paid $35,000, did you meet Donald Trump?
No. And this was one of the many things that was wrong. They pitched people that you would meet Donald Trump. In fact, if you went to the free seminar, you would see a video of Donald Trump, as you would at the further ones up the food chain here. And then, of course, you could take your picture with a cardboard Donald Trump. But at no point did anybody actually meet Donald Trump. I mean, this was part of the con here.
But I think you've made this point in some of the pieces you've done, Helene, but he wasn't just bilking people. He was bilking his people.
Right.
I mean, the people he tried to sign up for these seminars are the kind of people who are supporting his campaign. That is, economically displaced white people who are victims in some sense of economic transition, globalization, who are looking for some way out of a financial predicament.
Right. And I mean, that's a huge point. I mean, these are people who really trusted him. Though I will say one thing about the wealth seminar business generally is it's not just lower middle class white people attracted to it. This is across the board. People who are economically victimized of all sorts of races and backgrounds had fallen for this. But Trump seems to have gone into that lower middle class white background more than most.
So there were a lot of lawsuits coming out of this, but they're basically two categories, right? There's the fraud suit, which Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, brought. And have other states joined that?
Well, this is also very interesting. And this is something I've not written about for Slate, but I can talk about, which is there were two states that we know of, at least, that have looked into this as well. Florida apparently did look into joining the New York State lawsuit. And according to reporting by the Associated Press that actually came out with it this week, is the attorney general there dropped the effort and then a few days later received a $25,000 donation from the Trump Foundation to her campaign fund.
She's called Pam Bondi. And,
right.
And Jesus Christ, there was a report in Bloomberg about a conference call that Trump had with his backers about how to respond to the response to his attacking Judge Curiel, the Mexican-American judge in San Diego. She was on the call.
Right.
She's a Trump backer. She's helping Trump figure out how to attack a judge who's ruling in this same case.
Right.
Not the same case, but another part of the case.
After seriously considering joining the 2013 New York lawsuit. I mean, it's utterly absurd.
But the level of corruption there is sort of mind-boggling. Right. I mean, it's no wonder Trump thinks justice is for sale in this country. He buys and sells it.
Right. And this similarly happened in Texas. It wasn't quite the same thing, but in Texas, apparently they were looking around 2010 into filing their own lawsuit against Trump University. Texas has actually gone after a few of these other scams over the years. And in this case, what seems to have happened was it was Greg Abbott was then the attorney general, now is the governor. He suddenly dropped it out of nowhere. And there are other people who were working on it who have since gone to the newspapers and claimed that it was dropped because of pressure from the Republican establishment that Trump was giving money and that they couldn't – to various candidates and that they couldn't go forward.
But Eric Schneiderman still sued in New York. What's right. the status of that suit and what could happen in that suit?
That is ongoing. And presumably he could be, you know, civil penalties at some point. The other case that is, you know, sort of becoming the lead suit as far as we're all, as the news media is concerned, is the case out of California. The one
that's the class action.
That's
suit
the class
by
action.
The victims.
The victims, and that's the one that has caused all of the turmoil with Judge Curiel, and that one is now set for November to go forward in the courts. And that has what came up this week was Trump released a statement about that. And he – one of the things he tried to make a fuss out of, initially the lead plaintiff was a woman named Harla Makieff, and she recently asked to be taken off of the case, and that was granted. And the reason he claimed she was asked to be taken off the case was that he claimed her lawyers thought she was basically a Fruit Loop and that, you know, she was going to be a bad witness. In fact, what happened was is Trump has been ceaselessly bashing her on national television since the day she filed the lawsuit. There have been lawsuits back and forth between the two of them over this, and she's basically said, I have been subjected to such harassment, I cannot go forward with this anymore.
So you get victimized twice. You get parted right. with your money and whatever money you're able to borrow when you sign up for the thing. And then if you join the suit, he comes after you personally. And he's threatened some of these plaintiffs personally with lawsuits, right?
Right. And she was among them. And he actually sued her. And they actually ended up he having to pay her legal fees. This was – he sued her for defamation after she was part of this class action. So this has been an ongoing thing for several years between the two of them.
Trump's main defense that I've seen is that the people who took the seminar were satisfied. He says 98% of them gave me 5-star evaluations. What's the reality behind that?
Okay. The reality behind that is, okay, about roughly 80,000 people show up between all of the free seminars and the various paid seminars.
For the right? capital free thing.
Yeah, for the capital free thing, right? Of those 80,000, about roughly a little under 10,000 take the 3-day course, and then less than 1,000 of those go on to the $35,000 level, right? So of these 80,000 people, only around 10,000 have filled out a evaluation. So for all we know, the other 70,000 hated the class. We have no clue about them whatsoever, right?
So there's they didn't lose any money.
They didn't lose most of them did not lose any money. But on the other hand, unless they bought some stuff there, which we don't know about, right? Which
Trump water.
Yeah, there's Trump water. There's also like little curriculum stuff when you go to these things that you could buy, right? But needless to say, they never filled out an evaluation. And some of the people who did fill out the evaluation did go to these free classes and never do anything else. So it's not clear who exactly is filling these out and who isn't, right? So that's the first part. The second part is that we all know that just because you like something doesn't mean it was good for you, right? You know, the Madoff people swore that they liked Bernie Madoff till the day they realized they were ripped off. So some of these people didn't realize they were being ripped off when they filled out the evaluation. The third part is some of these people are coming forward to say, well, actually, and this includes one of the people Trump has been bad-mouthing quite badly. They've come forward and said, well, our teachers said they could be fired if we filled out a bad evaluation. And I'm sure we've all fallen for that one, right, where we just sort of check it off, oh, we don't want to cause any trouble. Other people have said that the evaluations were filled out right in front of the teachers with them looking, that they were told they wouldn't get their, quote, graduation certificates unless they filled them out positively. So there's all sorts of stuff going on with these evaluations.
You're not filling them out in a private voting booth. And some people actually got their money back, right? There was some sort of refund policy.
Right. I mean, about 40% got about refunds, which is actually an extraordinarily high number.
So 98% gave positive evaluations, not counting the 40% who demanded their money back.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's absurd. And even if that – after that, there's still other people who are claiming they couldn't get their money back.
Right. So what's the deal with starting your own university? I mean, he sets up Trump University as this phony crest. You know, could I start TrumpCast University? Can anybody have a university and just call it that?
Well, this was one of the things that originally attracted Schneiderman's interest. Apparently, from between 2007 and 2010, New York State was chasing after Trump, saying you need to change the name of this wealth seminar because you are not accredited. You cannot call yourself a university unless you have some form of accreditation. Trump University was not accredited. Of course it wasn't. It was a wealth seminar. I mean, the only advantage to this, by the way, was that there were no student loans involved, which – so we can be grateful for small favors here. So around 2010, they actually changed the name to the Trump Entrepreneurship Institute to get rid of the university.
We've sort of been laughing about it in a way, or at least I have, Helene, but it strikes me this story is not a funny story at all. It's a really sad story. I mean, you have this rich man figuring out a way to rip off people who are poor and desperate and trust him.
Right. It's really kind of depressing. And the thing I find even more depressing, because that is depressing in and of itself, is that an awful lot of people don't actually seem to care about this. I mean, it seems to us like a lot of people care, but obviously Trump has a lot of supporters. This story has been out for years. It is now getting a lot of attention. It has gotten a lot of attention in the past. It's not like people didn't know about it before this week. It doesn't seem to make a huge impression on people who like him. And from what I can tell, having talked to people, what seems to go on is people kind of admit Trump is kind of a partial grifter here. First, they will say, well, this is how savvy businessmen operate, right? They'll take advantage of what they can. They don't, you know, they'll give whatever story they need at the time. They don't tell you what they're up to. And then the second part is they seem to think that this is going to be used on their behalf. You know, Trump is going to use all this trickery on the behalf of the American people. So it's not that he's going to take advantage of them. He'll be our bastard. And the most crazy part of it is when people track down some of these people, they're actually considering voting for Trump. I mean, even the people who are like telling the newspaper, I paid $35,000 and I got nothing, they're still considering it.
It's amazing. Helene, thanks for joining me on the show. It's great talking to you.
Thank you for having me on.
That's it for today's show. Henry Milofsky is our professor of infomercials. Jason DeLeon is the dean of No Money Down. Steve Lichtai is the provost of TrumpCast University. Andy Bowers is the president. John DiDomenico, our voice of Donald Trump, is, of course, this year's graduation speaker. I'm Jacob Weisberg. Thanks for listening to TrumpCast.
The great boxing promoter Don King just endorsed me. Nice.